delivered to care homes this week haven't arrived. At the beginning of August, the Health and Social Care Secretary, Matt Hancock, said 450,000 of these state-of-the-art, speedy swabs would be rolled out across laboratories and care homes from last Monday.
These technologies which deliver these rapid turnaround tests will mean that we can expand testing capacity further, but also looking across the community where we want to test people who don't have symptoms to find out where the virus is. So new technologies like this are incredibly important. We're expanding the testing capacity all the time. We're on target to meet the goal of 500,000 by the end of October, but these new technologies will really help us take that forward.
That's Matt Hancock speaking 10 days ago. Our Disability Affairs reporter Carolyn Atkinson has been investigating. So Carolyn, what is happening?
Well, a big change to what was billed and expected, and a lot of disappointment from care providers. A lot of hopes are hanging on these new COVID tests, and that's because, according to the government, they'll be able to detect coronavirus and flu and differentiate between them. And they're rapid on-the-spot tests. They take about 90 minutes to give a result, so no lab is required, and unlike most other tests available, which can take hours and sometimes days to get the result. Now, Mark Adams is the chief executive of Community Integrated Care. It's a UK-wide charity employing almost 6,000 care staff across supported living and care homes, and he says it's all a mess.
Like many people in the sector, we were delighted to hear that there was an advancement in testing protocols, and we're hoping that across the country we might see some of these new kits arriving at our services, and so far we haven't seen anything. So far, none of our services have, in any of its 450 locations, received any of the new kits. And I think more worryingly, you know, we are on regular forums with other chief executives, and in the last sort of 24 hours, I've probably spoken to 75 chief executives, and none of them have seen any of these tests arriving. We're in a situation where government has given encouragement to families that visiting their loved ones is either available now or should shortly be available. The only defence that we have against asymptomatic carriers of COVID is regular testing. I would say that half of our homes at the moment haven't had testing for at least 4 or 5 weeks, and a number of those homes are in areas that are currently locked down because of concern over rising COVID in the community. I think that unless very quickly we can resume weekly testing, you know, we are going to have no option but to go to independent laboratories and start to find some way of testing our staff ourselves.
And Carolyn, there's no doubt about it then. The government definitely promised that these new 90-minute tests were going to start arriving in care homes from the beginning of this week.
That's certainly what everybody understood, and I have the original press release from August the 3rd, which says very clearly 450,000 90-minute LAMP or swab tests will be available across adult care settings and laboratories from next week.
Well, what does the government say then about why they haven't been delivered?
Well, the Department of Health and Social Care has told me that these tests are not being rolled out to individual care homes. They're initially being piloted in the laboratory as part of an extended validation process, and then they expect them to be rolled out. And they go on to say that they will be processing samples that may include care home samples, and overall this will boost testing capacity.
So another disappointment then?
Well, there have been a string of disappointments if you've talked to care home owners. Since care home staff were told in July that from early August they would regularly be tested once a week, and that older residents and people with dementia would be tested monthly. Safety problems triggered a mass recall, you may recall, of one brand of swab tests which had been sent out to thousands of care homes. The government say replacements have now been made to them. But this caused a big knock-on because many homes have had no testing for the past 4 or 5 weeks. So the government's timetable for all homes to be regularly testing those staff weekly and the residents monthly by early August has now been pushed back to early September.
Is anyone satisfied about the way that the care home testing programme is going?
Well, certainly some areas are obviously getting tests because many homes are still seeing new infections. I spoke to one big provider, HC1, this morning. They have 27 homes with 45 infected residents. And certainly ministers say that care homes in areas with local lockdowns are being prioritised. But the British Geriatric Society issued a harsh warning about the whole way the testing system's been working. They accused the government of letting down care homes and their residents and calling it all unacceptable. And all this poses more worries for Dr. Maggie Keeble from the British Geriatric Society. She's a GP for 5 care homes in Worcestershire. And she says inconsistent rules about testing mean that as a range of healthcare professionals start coming into her care homes again, they'll pose a new risk for residents.
Staff within care homes are either that the swabbing has restarted or hopefully it will restart very soon. So we will be aware if there are COVID positive staff who have picked up infection in the community. But what we haven't got any alarm system for or early warning system for is staff who are working for healthcare organisations who may be coming into care homes on a fairly regular basis, such as nurses, occupational therapists and physiotherapists, who are not being routinely swabbed. So we will not have an early warning system if any of these staff are contracting COVID, are asymptomatic, continuing to work and bringing COVID into the homes.
So I asked the Chartered Society of Physiotherapy about this, and its Director of Policy, Robert Yeldham, strongly agrees.
Physiotherapists will be going into care homes, the homes of vulnerable elderly people, as part of their rehab, and that could be for a range of different conditions, but is absolutely critical to their quality of life. And in some cases, indeed, things like helping people recover from falls, which could be life-threatening. So this is really important work. And at the moment, there is no policy in any of the 4 UK countries that people who are seeing vulnerable people should be routinely and regularly tested for COVID. We do anecdotally hear of instances of people refusing care at the moment because of their concerns that the healthcare workers coming to see them may be infected. We think that there should be routine, regular testing of asymptomatic healthcare professionals if they are working with people who are vulnerable, so the elderly, for example, or people with long-term conditions, if they themselves are vulnerable, or if they have been working with people with COVID.
And there are similar concerns about care inspectors who are restarting their inspections but are also not being tested. The Care Quality Commission, which is the regulator in England, says it's a decision made by the Department of Health and Social Care and not them.
So what does the Department of Health and Social Care say about it then, this wider question of testing these healthcare professionals who hadn't been going into care homes but now will be going in again?
Well, there might possibly be some movement on this because the department's told me the current advice is they're not included in the national testing programme due to clinical advice and the testing capacity currently available. But it's told me this morning it's about to launch 2 pilot programmes to regularly test asymptomatic visiting professionals, and then they'll see what those results show.
Carolyn Atkinson, thank you. You're listening to You and Yours. It's 27 minutes past 12. It's been 6 weeks since hairdressers reopened in England and Northern Ireland
to access their grades. Official figures show the number of patients going to A&E departments in England in July was down nearly a third on the same month last year. The backlog